Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Some little band from Texas, Brain is back, Billy Dusty and Frank. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. Robert Levin is the CEO and editor-in-chief and founder of RSL Media, also chairman of, say the new company again, Rob.
Work Better Now.
Work Better Now. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find that. And tell them about Work Better Now.
So I'll try to give you the not-so-long story, but a friend of mine who's, well, he's a millennial entrepreneur, a very successful guy. I ran into him back when I had the media company. This was maybe 7 years ago. And I ran into him on the street, and he was a reader, and he was an up-and-coming entrepreneur, so I knew who he was. He said, "Let's get together. Have your assistant get in touch with my assistant." I said, "I don't have an assistant." He goes, "There's no way Rob Levin," and again, at the time, I owned a media company here in New York, doesn't have an assistant. He goes, "You got to get one." And he spent 5 seconds telling me about it on the street. A year later, I hired an assistant. And it's, as we've been talking, it's changed my life, changed my business, changed my personal life. It's just been game changing. And then a couple of years ago, I was sitting with a college buddy of mine who lives on the West Coast, and I said, you know, I kind of have this idea, and I start, you know, bringing virtual assistants in an affordable way to business owners. And he goes, "I love this idea." I said, "Great, you want to be partners?" We shook hands. And here we are about 2 years later, and as I mentioned to you on the break, the business has been growing.
Is doing great,
by leaps and bounds.
Well, and as you may not know this, but I've been interviewing people about this topic for probably 15 years, a long time. There's a number of other folks out there who's over the years who do this model, you know, probably some of your competitors, but there sure is plenty of room. But one of the things I want to ask you about, though, I've watched you become a serial entrepreneur over the last 15 years. I've watched you, you know, break out of your accounting background and become a business owner and launch different companies and be successful in all of them. To the young people out there, the people who are trying to get started, they want to start a business today, or they've been in business for a year or two and they're trying to get to the next level. What's your advice to them? What have you learned over the last 15 years that you wish somebody had said to you back in the early 2000s?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I think it would be a few things. One is and I didn't know this until about 10 years ago. I didn't really understand it and accept it, which is the pace of change in business is exploding. It's exploding. Things are changing so quickly.
The velocity is taking a breath away.
Yeah, the velocity. And somebody told me, he was actually an executive at Hearst Corporation, that wrote an article for my media company many years ago. And he said, the businesses that can stay on top of the velocity of that change are the ones that are going to succeed. Mm-hmm. And I probably started incorporating that maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And again, that's been one of the game changers. And the other one is what we've been talking about, which is delegating, thinking who, not how. Who can take this on so that I'm free to do higher level stuff or spend more personal time with my family, you know, or in my case, launch another business. The less that I can do, the more I can focus on the high-valued activities, business development, working with my team, product development, things like that, where's the market going, the more success that I've had. Mm-hmm. So I think those are two really important things. That and the importance of sales and marketing, which I kind of understood at the beginning, but I really
nothing
didn't appreciate
until
a few years
until
later.
Nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. One of the things that those are excellent perspectives. One of the things that I think about is something will happen around here, and I know I can fix it in an hour, and because I've done it before, I know exactly what to do. But instead of me doing it, if I let some of my folks do it, it could take 3 or 4 hours. And so what I've had to do is take a volume and give them the job and not get upset because it takes 4 hours to do it. Because they're not going to learn how to do it in an hour until they learn how to do it in 4 hours. And so I finally just, you know, kind of settle down and, okay, I know it's not fixed yet, but let them do it. Leave them alone. And that way, the next time it happens, they may not even call me. They may not even tell me. They'll say, oh, yeah, Bart, that broke this morning. We fixed it in an hour. Don't worry about it. That's what you want to happen. But you got to – but sometimes
exactly
you got to
right.
Sometimes you have to take a valium. I'm being facetious here, folks. You know, right? Sometimes you have to take it. Hey, Rob, I got to wrap it up and let you go. Give us the website again, please.
WorkBetterNow.com. We have an article in the blog section that I actually break the math behind this.
And, yeah, that's right.
Show people
proof
in numbers
virtual
how it all works.
Thank you, Rob. See you next time. I'm Jim Blassing.
Thanks,
I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.